Welcome to the Katakalan Project. I'm your host, Chae Ting Ye. Lunar New Year is right around the corner. Any veteran Taipei resident knows, for some of the best shopping for Lunar New Year goods, you head to Dihuajie in the old Da Dao Cheng or Dua Diu Dian part of town in western Taipei. There, you will find what's collectively known as Nanbei Huo, exotic and special ingredients literally from all over the north and the south, such as cured meats, sausages, dry seafoods like scallops and shrimp, traditional herbs, and all varieties of teas. During this time of the year, Dihuajie comes alive when the sun starts to set, the vendors come out on the streets, and the sound of loud bargaining fill the air. Tired from shopping and need a place to sit down, plop down your tote bag full of goodies, and maybe have a pot of tea? How about some hand-roasted coffee? Towards one end of the street, there is a building with A.S. Watson & Company carved on its facade. Walk around the side, climb up a flight of stairs, and there you will find Lu Guo Cafe, a little coffee shop where artisanal coffees sit side by side with 1920s literature and an old orange typewriter, as if stepping back in time.
I see Dua Diu Dian as a gate to the time of 1920s. It's like a time channel that we can travel back to the era when Taiwan just entered the modernization process.
That was my friend and mentor, Zhou Yicheng, who also happens to be the founder of the Sedai Group, an incubator for cultural and creative startups like Lu Guo Cafe. He had a long career in political circles, but in 2010, he switched tracks and decided to bring a team of young entrepreneurs to the Da Dao Cheng neighborhood. Not the internet kind of startups from Silicon Valley. Think more downtown San Francisco.
So we have now a bookstore, a coffee shop, and a small theater, and a few crafts stores like textile and ceramics arts, and some design shops. And also we have a small beer bar and a gallery.
That sounds pretty trendy to me. Certainly, Taipei has been abuzz with new interesting design boutiques and cafes all over town. And the bookselling giant Eslite just opened their largest bookstore ever in Taipei. However, Yicheng and his team did not rush to the newer, glitzier districts such as Anhelu, Taipei 101, or Yongkangjie, but they followed the grandpas and grandmas and set up shop next to stores selling traditional medicine in Dua Diu Dian. Why is that?
The Dua Diu Dian area is one of the oldest commercial area in Taipei City. Other places might be more fancy or fashionable, but the only Dua Diu Dian can bring you back to the age of 1920s and get you the feeling of how past 100 years, how did they live their lives. The place can make you think about these issues.
Da Dao Cheng or Dua Diu Dian was the original cosmopolitan downtown of Taipei. This is the time when Xin Yi Chu was still just rice paddies and graveyards, and Taipei 101 would not be built for another 100 years. In the late 19th century, the Qing Empire opened Taipei as a port to trade with Europeans. Since Dua Diu Dian was right next to the river, it became the main loading dock for goods coming in and out of Taiwan. By the 1920s, Taiwanese merchants had established companies here. In other words, the startups of their time. This is where they all come from, those specialty ingredient shops, textile firms, and tea merchants you see on Dihuajie today. Even enterprising Europeans tried to get a piece of the action. Many of the teas enjoyed at tea time, like the Oriental Beauty, came through the warehouses on Dihuajie. Remember Lu Guo Cafe? The A.S. Watsons on the building refers to none other than the ubiquitous green Qucheng-si Watson's pharmacies all over Asia. That building was the first Watson's pharmacy in Taiwan. Under the Sedai Group, Yicheng and his team is channeling that energy from the 1920s. The bookstore is aptly named Bookstore 1920s, the tea house is named Nanjie Deyi, or Pleasant South Street, and the bar is named Le Zinc. More importantly, all of Sedai Group's boutiques and shops are located in traditional shop houses. They are the Baroque-style houses you see on Dihuajie, over a century old, built close to each other to squeeze everyone's storefront onto the same city block. They are narrow and deep in the back to be used as warehouses, residences, and offices. Many today are still owned by the same families that did businesses there.
Many of the shop houses are owned by some old families in this area. And many of the families are very well-doing families in Taiwan. So the old shop houses are where their ancestors found their business. Many of the Dua Diu Dian families treasure their old shop houses, and they want to have their houses be treated and managed well.
In a nutshell,
we are turning the historical shop houses and turning them into public spaces. People can come gathering and exchange ideas, and then they can feel the atmosphere of the Dua Diu Dian area and to get into the history of Taiwan.
But that is not all. When we come back, the deeper meaning to the secret historical code of Da Dao Cheng or Dua Diu Dian. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Katagalan Project. I'm Che Ting Ye. We've been talking about Dihuajie, Dua Diu Dian, and a new wave of creative enterprises in the neighborhood. We have been teleported back to the 1920s when Dihuajie was the absolute trendiest place in Taipei. Not only did merchants jostle each other over goods and prices, it was also ground zero for Taiwan's modern intellectual and cultural life.
In the 1920s, there were the Taiwan's cultural association movement, and they want to bring in new thoughts from the outside world, including new artwork, literature, and also democracy and human rights thoughts.
In 1921, a doctor from Yilan named Jiang Weisui and others founded the Taiwan Wenhua Xiehui, or the Taiwanese Cultural Association, right here in Dua Diu Dian. It was not hard to round up Taiwanese intellectuals, since many were coming to Dua Diu Dian's cafes, bars, and theaters to show off their new knowledge, some from travels and studies abroad, others from reading hot new authors like Max Weber and John Maynard Keynes. World War I had just ended, old colonial empires gave way to new nations through self-determination, and the Soviet experiment in Russia had just begun. In literature and the arts too, the 1920s was a dizzying era. Just to name a few authors that Taiwanese readers at the time would know, Ernest Hemingway, F. Scott Fitzgerald, Rabindranath Tagore, and Lu Xun. Artists working at the time include Salvador Dali, Pablo Picasso, and Henri Matisse. In Taiwan, artists and writers who wanted to be anyone hung out at the clubs in Dua Diu Dian.
Dua Diu Dian is the hub and core of Taiwan's new culture movement in the 1920s. As we know that the 1920s were very creative in all countries in the world. That's why we call it the Roaring Twenties. That is the heritage that we want to introduce and want to let more people know about it.
So how is Yicheng and his team going about keeping and promoting this heritage?
We decide that we have to open many public spaces in the Dua Diu Dian area so that we can get people come to this place and think about the past, how we come here, and where we can go. When we have many public spaces, people will come here and do their artworks, like drama and film and novel and all kind of creative works. So this will develop into Taiwan's cultural movement. That is our vision.
But as we all know, the Roaring Twenties did not usher in a new world order of peace, prosperity, and achievement. Instead, we see in the 30s a global spiral towards nationalism and military aggression, and in the 40s the world was again engulfed by violence. By 1945, we have unleashed the first real weapon of mass destruction, the atomic bomb, on our fellow human beings. After that, we rebuilt our world around democracy and capitalism and found ourselves here in 2014. When we come back, we make sense of it all in our final segment. Don't go away. Welcome back to the Kadagalam Project. I'm Che Ting Ye. We have been looking at Dihuajie and Duadudian's history as Taiwan's most historically important center for trade, culture, and intellectual life in the 1920s. In our final segment, we ponder what all this has to do with us today. A while back, I had the chance of visiting Dihuajie. It was early in the morning on a brisk, sunny November day. Other than the fluorescent light coming out of 7-Elevens, there wasn't much to remind me of the 21st century. Few scooters and even fewer cars. The storefront in the corner that sells jiayi jizoufan, or chicken rice, is shuttered with a blue metal gate. An old lady was sweeping the streets in front of her store, and a few other shops were setting up their produce stands. Behind the street, once in a while I would hear metal being pounded, perhaps to be shaped into a butcher knife. The old Baroque buildings stood still in waiting. Adorned with intricate brickwork by craftsmen that have long passed away, they do not compete for attention anymore. That's for the glass skyscrapers at the other side of town. Duadudian may have been the cosmopolitan center of Taiwan, but it is certainly no longer on most people's minds. Finance has moved to Xinyichu, culture has moved to Daanchu, education southward, and political discourse, well, semblance of political discourse anyway, to the Kadagalam Boulevard. In the process, something may have been lost. According to Yi Cheng, as a society, Taiwan has lost
our vision of our future. I think the people in Taiwan in different generations are not having much aspiration about our future. And that is because the reality that Taiwan's future is not very clear, and you can expect that some sort of change of our fate is coming up. The situation is that Taiwan now is facing China's threat, and people in Taiwan are gradually losing their courage. So people can only think about their very own personal career. And even when they think about their personal career, many of them do not see their future on the Taiwan island.
I would agree. As a society, we are afraid of the future, afraid of believing in a better future. Within Taiwan, politics and social issues are too tangled, and the media thrives on gore and gossip. Just next door, China wants to have the definitive last word on Taiwan's future. Globally, no one seems to be able to get a good answer for climate change and energy, not to mention the strains on the democratic project posed by prosperous authoritarian regimes and financial institutions that seem more important than governments. Just what is Taiwan's future in all of this, you may ask?
We see that human beings are facing very serious challenge in the coming 2020s. Many of the problems that we have now have their root in modernization. So I see that to find out the solutions to our problem today, you have to go back for 100 years to see how we come into the situation.
And to dialogue with the thinkers, artists, and leaders of a century ago. If I went back in time like Owen Wilson in Midnight in Paris, but in Taipei, I would like to ask, do you think we have achieved your hope of Taiwan's self-rule? What about our democracy? Anything you would like to fix? Where is the great Taiwanese novel? If you could do it all over again, what would you have done differently? But says Yi Cheng,
rediscover our history is only the beginning, but our generations have to create our own culture in our own time. Dua Diu Tian will become Taiwan's third cultural movement. The first one is in the 1920s, and the second one is in the 1970s and 80s. And in the coming 2020s, it will be the third cultural movement in Taiwan.
So having bookstores and tea houses in and of themselves is not enough to answer the question in front of us. It is not enough to give Taiwan a prescription for its future. But who knows? Maybe that girl who is sitting in the corner at a Dihuajie coffee shop that morning, cutting class, is actually working on a manifesto for the next Taiwanese civic society. Not to worry, if her iPad runs out of batteries, there's always that orange typewriter, quietly waiting to take part to revolutionize human civilization. Again. You've been listening to the Katagalam Project, and this is Che Ting Ye. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/katagalamproject, or find us on iTunes by searching for KETAGALAN. Thanks for listening, and tune in next time.